These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Brian, I'm 54, a finance business partner from Bristol.
I'm Anna, I'm 30, I'm a business studies teacher and I'm originally from Newcastle.
I'm Kev, I'm 27, I'm an office administrator from Edinburgh.
I'm Joyce, I'm 82, a retired actress from Suffolk.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Brian. Welcome to the show, Brian. First up, looking forward to it?
I am indeed, Bradley.
Do you like quizzes?
I love quizzes. Every Thursday I go to a pub quiz and also do the Bristol and District Quiz League as well.
Are you from Bristol?
I am indeed, yes.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a finance business partner for a government organisation. What it means is you explain finance in plain and simple language to people so they can use it to make decisions.
OK. So what do you do then to relax?
Anything but DIY.
Anything but DIY?
Yeah, I'm not very lucky with DIY.
Why is that?
Well, I managed to brick our cat accidentally under the floorboards once.
Now, OK, that sounds odd.
In my defence, what it was an old house with a subfloor and an air brick. The air brick was faulty, so I knocked the air brick out, got a phone call, so I went away.
From the cat?
No.
I'm under the floorboards, Brian.
You could have done with it later, I tell you. But, there was a phone call, so I went away to answer it. Came back, put the new air brick in, didn't think anything of it. A few hours later, we thought the cat's a bit absent, didn't know where it was. And next morning, we heard the cat howling like there was no tomorrow. And I suddenly thought, oh, my goodness, I think he's under the floorboards.
And so,
so I had to knock the air brick out, and he came out looking very upset.
Can I be honest with you, Brian? That isn't entirely your fault.
Well, that's what I like to
think. Who was on the other end of the phone?
I can't remember.
It's their fault.
Yeah.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to spend it on an Alpine holiday for my wife. We've been married over 30 years.
You're not going to go? Just to her?
Oh, I think she might like it if I go along.
Off you go, love.
There
What's her name?
Jackie.
Whereabouts?
Probably Switzerland.
All right, let's get you and Jackie off to Switzerland. Shall we do that?
Yes.
I wish you luck, Brian. This is a cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Let's see how much we can build here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck, Brian. Your time starts now. What letter of the alphabet sounds like a line of people waiting for something?
Q.
Correct. In the rhyme, Rockabye Baby, when the bell breaks, what will fall?
The baby.
Yes, I'll accept, baby. What is the usual term for the group of gases also known as rare or inert?
Noble.
Correct. Which UK political party had an uninterrupted 18-year rule until 1997?
Conservative.
Correct. The world record in what athletics event is over 6 metres in height?
The pole vault.
Correct. Between 2000 and 2006, Tina Fey regularly appeared on what US sketch show?
Pass.
Saturday Night Live. Under what river does the Kingsway Tunnel link the Wirral to Liverpool?
The Mersey.
Correct. Following the death of a half-brother, who was proclaimed queen on 19th of July, 1553?
That was Mary the First.
Correct. Anna Kendrick played Jessica in what Stephanie Meyer film series?
Twilight.
Correct. In economics, what's the opposite of inflation?
Deflation.
Correct. In 1973, what Chicago skyscraper became the world's...
Sears Tower.
Just out of time, Brian. Sears Tower was right, but that's the way it goes. However, Brian, great start for the team. £9,000.
Wow.
Really good. Well, time to face a chaser, okay. But who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast? Who knew that double chocolate caramel could be a blood type? What about the Dark Destroyer? He actually went to a fancy dress party as a roll-on deodorant wearing a polo neck. Or could you play the governess, the only person who puts antifreeze on her cornflakes? Or maybe it's the Cinnaman, Paul Cinna. A tongue so sharp, tree surgeons use him to cut down large oaks. Or perhaps it's Jenny the Vixen Ryan. She is a man-eater, like a Bengal tiger with a Bolton accent. Brian, who do you want to take on?
Well, I think Jenny the Vixen Ryan would be an interesting proposition.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, she's new, we haven't seen much of her quizzing, so I just think it'd be good to take her on.
It's time to bring on the chaser. It's close. It's not Jenny the Vixen Ryan at all. It's been very cold in the studio. It's Frosty Vickers herself. It is the governess, Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Anne.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm not Jenny.
I think you're a very, very good substitute, though.
Well, that's nice to know.
Let's put some money on the table. 3 steps ahead of the chaser. That's where everyone kicks off at the start of every show. $9,000. Great cash builder, by the way.
Very good indeed.
You can change your starting position if you wish. And if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
You won't take it. £2,000.
Great low offer, right, though. Thank you very much, player one. Nice. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, lock horns with us, Cerebrally. Take her on. She will offer you...
You're clearly an excellent quizzer. You should really consider this. £30,000.
Brilliant. Wow. £30,000 it is. Thank you very much indeed. Great offer, Brian. Have a chat with your team. Joyce.
Well, £30,000 is a great offer, which I'm sure that you could do. I know you won't take the £2,000, but if you feel happier with the £9,000, we really need you back here so they've got four of us at the end.
OK.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Kevin.
Brian, I think you could go literally one step ahead of the chaser. I'll be surprised if you get a question wrong. Go for the 30 and let's get this party started.
Anna.
I'd be happy to see you go for the 30, but I'd be happier to see you back on the team. So if you want to go for the 9, then right, go for the 9.
I have to say, I'm inclined to agree with Kev. Let's get this party started. Choice is yours. 2, 9, 30K. What'll it be?
The 30 is really tempting. Yeah. I'm absolutely torn between it.
You are a good player. What would Jackie say?
I think she'd say go for the 9.
Yeah, but she's not here.
No. No, I think I'll go for the 9.
Really?
Yes,
9. All right, we're going for 9K. Take the 30 and 2 away. Thank you very much. That's what we left with. Are you ready, Chaser?
Oh, yeah.
Brian, ready? Yep. Here we go. Good luck, Brian. For $9,000, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. What name is given to an experience where you believe you are able to observe yourself from elsewhere? A, out of body. B, out of sight. C, out of breath. You've put out of body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of body experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Correct answer is? Of course it is. Step closer to home. Well played. First one under our belt. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right out of body. No problem. Here's your next question. Good luck. Which of these films was not directed by Ridley Scott? A, Black Rain. B, Black Hawk Down. C, Black Swan. You've put Black Swan.
I'm not sure. It's a bit of a guess.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Black Swan. Natalie Portman, step closer to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, goes also right with Black Swan. Stays with us. Here's your next question. Silicon belongs to what family of elements? A, carbon. B, nitrogen. C, oxygen. You've put oxygen. Happy with that?
No, I'm not sure. I was guessing between that and no, I think it is oxygen. I think it is, yeah.
Correct answer is? It's carbon. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. She'll get this right. And does. Moves to within two. Here's the next question. Which country won the 2015 Six Nations Rugby Tournament? A, England. B, Ireland. C, Wales. You've put Ireland.
I think it was Ireland, yes.
You're a rugby fan?
Not really, no, but I watched the old game.
You've put Ireland. Correct answer is? Ireland is right, well played. Step closer to home, Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right with Ireland. Stays within two. We are two from home. Anne likes rugby, don't you, Anne?
I like rugby players.
Leave it. Here's your next question. The term the lungs of London refers to what? A, pubs. B, sewers. C, parks. You've put parks.
Parks.
Yeah,
it's where people go to relax and breathe.
Yes.
Fresher air.
You've put parks. Correct answer is? Well played. Step closer to home. One away. Chaser has put. Well played. We are one from home. Chaser's two behind. If you get this right, you'd have had one go at $30,000. Good luck. Here's your question.
Thank you.
Which of these songs was a top 10 hit by Blackstreet? A, No Diggity. B, Gold Digger. C, Can You Dig It? You've put Gold Digger.
Total guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely no
Never
idea.
Never even heard of them.
No, never heard of them.
To go through with $9,000, though, correct answer is... No diggity is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Do you know what? I think she's going to get it.
I do as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Anne has a very eclectic taste in music. The most bizarre I've ever seen. Goes right, no diggity, moves within one. Had we gone for 30 grand, we'd be out by now. Good luck. Here's next question. Parsnips are closely related to what other vegetable? A, carrot. B, marrow. C, spinach. You've put?
Carrot.
Carrot?
Yeah. Well, they look similar in shape and I don't know. It's a guess.
To go through with 9 grand, the correct answer is... Well played, carrot is right. Well done. Great stuff. We're on the road. Brilliant.
Perfectly obviously carrot, wasn't it?
When you're down here, nothing's perfectly obvious, I tell you.
Brian, congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed.
First player up, first player through, and 9 grand. Well done.
Thank you.
That's it. Take your seat. Team are very happy to see that. Great start. Next to face the chaser, it's Anna. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Hello.
Now, you're originally from Newcastle.
I am, yes.
Where are you now?
I'm in London, southeast London.
All right, and what is it that you do?
I'm a teacher.
Teaching kids?
Business studies, secondary school children.
OK, fair enough. And what do you do for hobbies?
Lots of things. I like travelling, I like horse riding. I've recently started running and I've joined a running club. So a few bits and bobs.
You say you like travelling. What's the best destination you've ever been to?
Probably India. I loved India. And I've been to Ecuador as well.
What did you do in Ecuador?
I went on a recce because I'm taking some students there later in the year and they're going to be doing some conservation work with octopuses.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing their scuba diving qualification.
Can you scuba dive?
I can.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to take my scuba diving qualifications on further. I'd quite like to get up to dive master.
Right, very good.
Put it towards that.
Yeah, excellent stuff. All right, Anna, I wish you well. Your time starts now. On what social networking site can you make in-tweet purchases?
Twitter.
Correct. The astronomical word substellar refers to an object smaller than a what?
Star.
Correct. In 2015, Nathan Henry joined what Newcastle-based reality TV show?
Geordie Shore.
Correct. When reprimanding others, people say they will have your guts for what?
Garters.
Correct. In Oliver Twist, who is described as a strange sort of young gentleman?
Oliver.
Artful Dodger. Which London football club was previously known as Thames Ironworks?
Pass.
West Ham United. Which former Prime Minister was given a state funeral in 1965?
Pass.
Winston Churchill. In maths, what type of number has a numerator over a denominator?
A fraction.
Correct. In the year 315, the Arch of Constantine was built in what capital city?
Athens.
Rome. What television music show was presented by Paula Yates and Jules Holland?
Pass.
The Tube. All right, Anna, £5,000.
Okay.
Very good. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Anna.
Hello, Chaser.
So you're a typical diver in deep water and about to sink like a stone.
Hopefully not.
We'll put some money on the table. £5,000, 3 steps ahead of the governess. That's where you are. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
£25,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Joyce.
£25,000, a brilliant offer. I don't think you need to take the £1,000. Come back with your £5,000.
Kev.
I think five's a cracking effort. Well done. Let's get yourself back here. But I think you could do the five.
Okay.
Brian?
Yeah, I think go back with the five. You've earned the five. Let's come back and let's win in the final round.
Thank you very much, team. We have one five, £25,000. What'll it be?
I'm going to go for the £5,000.
Five it is, Chaser.
Yeah, I was wondering if you might actually bottle out there.
Oh,
well done for not doing so.
Not at all. All right, Anna, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In the 1980s, who was Prince Edward's boss when he worked for the really useful theatre company? A, Cameron Mackintosh. B, Michael Grade. C, Andrew Lloyd Webber. You've put Cameron Mackintosh. Do you know your theatre companies?
No. But I thought it was either Cameron Mackintosh or Andrew Lloyd Webber. I think I'm leaning towards Andrew Lloyd Webber now.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Lloyd Webber. Here's the next question. Good luck. Who is the principal character in Meg Cabot's The Princess Diaries novels? A, Lara, B, Mia, C, Gina. You've put... Lara.
I have no idea.
Have you not read any of these books?
I've seen the film with... I can't think what her name is in it, but I can't... It was a long time ago and I can't remember the name of the character.
Correct answer is... Mia is the right answer. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Here she comes. Goes right and closes the gap. We are five from home.
I think she may have been played in the film by a very young Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Right.
And her grandmother was played by Julie Andrews.
Ah, thank you. Anna, five on the bounce.
I know.
Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these is a small, irregular design of broken check on fabric? A, houndstooth. B, mutt's tooth. C, bow wow's tooth. You've put hound's tooth.
I'm pretty certain on that one.
Yeah. correct answer is... Hound's tooth is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser has put... Goes right with hound's tooth. Four from home. Here's your next question. The Venus flytrap plant is native to which continent? A, Asia, B, Europe, C, North America. You've put North America.
It's a guess. It just seems a bit cactusy, and there's lots of cactuses in North America.
Correct answer is... That's a great answer, by the way. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put... Yeah, it also goes North America. Three from home. Keep going. Here's your next question. In Greek mythology, which group of females had a name meaning snatchers? A, harpies, B, gorgons, C, furies. You've put harpies. Do you know this?
No.
This is a guess.
A complete guess.
All right. Correct answer is... Oh, well played. What a guess. Step close to home, two from home. Chaser has put... Goes wrong with gorgons, game opens up.
Usually you can't go wrong with gorgons, but clearly I did.
All right, here we go. Here's your next question. Who was the lead singer with the 70s funk soul group The Family Stone? A, Smooth, B, Slick, C, Sly. You've put... Sly. Do you know this?
It rings a bell. I couldn't tell you any of the songs, but I've heard the name.
Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. Correct answer is... Well played, Sly is correct. Chaser has put. Chaser also goes with Sly. Remains the two behind, we're one from home. Here's your next question. Come on. Which of these women is a character in Shakespeare's As You Like It? A, Monica, B, Rachel, C, Phoebe. You've put... Rachel.
Complete guess. It's not one of the ones that I did at school. Not an English teacher. Haven't got a clue.
To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... Phoebe is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here she comes. She should close the gap again now. And does. One from home. Chaser's one behind. Here's your question. Good luck. In 2015, Norwegian scientists claimed that which animals, rather than rats, were the main cause of the Black Death? A, cats. B, horses. C, gerbils. You've put... gerbils. If this isn't right, Chaser will know this. We're out.
I know what I was saying.
You ready?
I'm ready.
To go through with $5,000?
Yeah.
The correct answer is... Well played, very good, very good. Excellent stuff. Chaser,
That's very annoying because I could and should have caught you.
Two close run head-to-heads, though, but you're through. Well played, Anna.
Thank
brilliant.
You very much.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Well done. Congratulations. Two up and two through. Anna and Brian are into the final chase, and there's £14,000 there as well. Kev is up after the break, and Kev was the man that said go high. Will he? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Kev. Welcome to the show, Kev.
Very much, Brad.
Now, you are from where?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Yeah. Still living there now?
Still live there, working in Glasgow.
OK, yeah. And what do you do for a living?
Working with the SQA as an administrator.
SQA?
Scottish Qualifications Authority.
Oh, I see. OK, fair enough. Have you always been in the SQA? Have you always done that?
No, do you know what, Bradley? I'm 27-year-old now. I've had about 26, 27 jobs. It's ridiculous.
You've had 26 or 27 jobs and you're how old?
27.
Do you ever thought, Kev, you lack a bit of focus?
Yeah, I just think I've just not quite found the one, Bradley. Still looking for the one.
Well, that's it. Keep trying, mate. You'll come across something you'll enjoy. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
A few things. I always fancied a private reg plate, but then I need to get a car first to do that, Brad. And then I need to learn to drive in order to do that.
So, oh, right. OK. I get it.
You can see all the chains.
Yeah, I can get it. It's a chain of events, yeah. All right, so, are you ready?
Go for it.
Good luck, mate. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Slovakia was part of what other country until 1993?
Czechoslovakia.
Correct. In Alice in Wonderland, what hot drink is poured on the Dormouse's nose?
Coffee.
Tea. Shakira and CeeLo Green have both been coaches on the US version of what musical show?
The Voice.
Correct. What is the only month of the year that ends in the letter L?
April.
Correct. The Romans are the enemy of what Gallic comic book title character?
Hagar the Horrible.
Asterix. The three-banded species of what mammal rolls into a ball for protection?
Aardvark.
Armadillo. A brands replace streets in the Empire version of what classic board game?
Monopoly.
Correct. The first man to reach the South Pole was born in what country?
America.
Norway. Peter Dinklage has won Emmy and Golden Globe Awards for his role in what TV series?
Pass.
Game of Thrones. The Singapura is a small breed of what domestic animal?
Dog.
Cat. Which jockey came out of retirement in 1990 and won his 30th Classic in 92?
Carson.
Would have been Lester Piggott. OK, Kev, £4,000. That'll be nicely added to the 14. That'll be very good. Are you ready?
Go for it, yeah. Bring
time
it on.
Yeah, good. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Kev.
How are you doing, Anne?
Well, we've had the cream of quizzing, and now we've got the clots.
I'm disappointed to hear you say that, Anne.
Well, it wasn't that bad a cash builder, but not compared to Brian.
I may have got more of our Brian's questions. It's about what you know, and I'm going to prove what I know here, Anne.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. Let's put some money on the table. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Kev, Chase will offer you.
Don't take this. Minus £2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you. Here you go, Kev.
£36,000.
Very good. Takes up to 50k. Have a chat with your team. Joyce.
No, don't take the minus offer. Take the middle one and come back to us. We need you in the, at the end.
Anna.
We'd definitely need you back. I'd love to see have a go at the 4,000, but if you want to take 2,000, that's up to you. It's more important that you're back on the team.
That's a minus offer, Anna.
It is a minus offer, but it's a step ahead in the final chase, and I think that could be more important when it
Brian?
Comes down to it.
I'd say go for the 4,000, show her that you're a good quizzer, because you are.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's interesting, that. Thank you very much. Minus two for £36,000. What's it going to be?
Do you know what? With a heavy heart, I'm going to go minus two and just make sure I get back to the team.
Minus two. OK, yeah. Minus two it is. Thank you, Chaser.
Yes, you never stay long anywhere, do you? Certainly not here.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's get you back. Kev, for minus £2,000, the chase is on. We shall see whether you're vindicated for going for that lower offer. Good luck. Here's your first question. I'm right behind you, mate. We're all the way. Most of West Sussex borders what county to the north? A, Oxfordshire, B, Surrey, C, Wiltshire. You've put Oxfordshire. Do you know much about English counties?
More northern counties, Brad.
Of course, yeah, of course. Correct answer is? Yeah, it's Surrey. Staying where you are straight away. Chase has put. Here we go. And onto the table she comes. Here's the next question. The sitcom Pork Pie was a spin-off from what other TV comedy series? A, Butterflies, B, Citizen Smith, C, Desmond's. You've put Butterflies.
Thing is, Brad, what I'm thinking, Butterflies, Pork Pies, it might be like Cockney rhyming. I don't know if that's right or not.
Butterflies, Pork Pies, Cockney rhyming slang.
I understand the thinking.
All right, you put Butterflies, rhymes with Pork Pies. Correct answer is... Desmond's. Desmond's was set in a barbershop. Right, you are staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with Desmond's. Pork pie? Wonder why that is. Pork pie, Desmond. Oh, the character's a character called Pork Pie.
You don't remember. You're far too young to remember.
Yeah, you're far too remember. You had no chance for that. But good try with Butterflies Pork Pies.
Gotta give it a go, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's your next question. The Winter Olympics started how many years after the Summer Games commenced? A, 20 years, B, 24 years, C, 28 years. You've put 24 years. I've got no idea. I wouldn't know this, actually.
Middle for diddle, Brad.
Yeah, middle for diddle. Correct answer is... 28. Staying where you are. Chaser has put, here she comes, close the gap. We're four from home. There you go, goes 28, shuts us down. One behind, four from home, vindicated now for going for the minus two. Had you gone for the four that we'd come to the table with, you'd be out. Chaser?
Yeah, Summer Games started in 1896, Winter Games started in 1924.
Thank you. Here we go, four on the bounce, mate.
Go on.
Here's your next question. Longshoreman is a North American term for what occupation? A, a doorman, B, a docker, C, a doctor. You've put docker. That's got to be, hasn't it?
Got to be.
Yeah.
Docker at sea.
Yeah.
Shoreman at sea has to be.
Correct answer is. Well played. Docker's correct. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Also goes right with docker. Keeps one behind. We're three from home. Here's the next question. The Rufus Stone in the New Forest marks the alleged spot where which king was fatally wounded? A. George II. B, James II, C, William II. You've put James II.
Middle worked well for me last time. I've gone for it again.
Yeah. You've put James II. Three from home. Correct answer is... It's William II, staying where you are. The chaser has put... Goes right, William second. We are out, three from home. Clung on and clung on and clung on. And
yeah. OK. I'd have expected a Scotsman to know James II was the grandfather of Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Kev, sorry to lose you, mate.
No worries, Brad. It's been
love to everyone up in Edinburgh and stuff, but you've been caught, mate, view the chase is over. Cheers, Kev. Bye, mate. Joyce is in seat four. There's £14,000 in the prize fund. Will Joyce take away from the 14 grand or will she add to it? Please come back and find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it is Joyce. Welcome to the show, Joyce.
Thank you, Brad.
From Suffolk.
That's right.
You're now retired.
I am.
And what did you do for a living?
I've done lots of things, but the last thing I did to earn any money was an actress. I was in Me and My Girl at the Adelphi for 7 years.
No!
Playing the part of Mrs. Brown, the old Cockney landlady. And then I also understudied the part of the Duchess, which was a much posher accent.
Yes!
It was a lovely, lovely show to be in.
What do you get up to now?
Oh, well, I go out and give talks. I give about 50 or so talks a year to various organisations. And I talk about my... One I started with was Life Upon the Wicked Stage, which obviously is about my life on the stage. My favourite one is Code, Ciphers and Enigma, which goes through how coding began years and years and years ago. And then I go on to about the Enigma machine and Bletchley Park.
Really? Good for you, Joyce. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd buy myself a new desktop computer.
Right.
I have a couple of laptops that I take out with me when I do my talks, but my desktop one keeps playing me up and makes me go round the bend when it won't work properly, so I really do that and get myself a laser printer as well.
All right, let's get your gear upgraded. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. A stereotypical pirate flag is known as the Skull and what?
Bones.
Correct. Simple Cakes is a book by which judge on the Great British Bake Off?
Mary Berry.
Correct. The term internet is short for what 12-letter word?
Pass.
Internetwork. Disco in Dream was an early concert tour by which Australian pop star?
Kylie.
Correct. The UK pound coin is made of nickel, zinc and what other metallic element?
Brass.
Copper. What English tea brand has used the slogan, gets you back to you?
Pass.
Twinings. What was the name of the 16th century Russian Tsar known as the Terrible?
Ivan.
Correct. Reginald Foster is the only man to captain England in both cricket and what other sport?
Football.
Correct. The Two Jakes was a sequel to what 70s Jack Nicholson film?
Pass.
Chinatown. People making a situation worse are shooting themselves in what part of the body?
Foot.
Correct. Shortening his real name, the rapper Warren Griffin III is known as who?
Pass.
Warren G. Got to be honest with you, Joyce, I thought you'd known that. £6,000. Happy with that?
I'm very pleased, yes.
Ready to do the Lambeth walk to the table?
Absolutely.
Good for you. It's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Anne.
I'm feeling slightly guilty now because the entire audience has fallen in love with you and my job is to get rid of you.
Oh.
Let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser. There we go. £6,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chase will offer you.
Minus £4,000.
Oh, that's
I don't want you to take it.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£46,000.
Now we're talking. Have a chat with your team, Joyce.
Word.
Anna.
What do you think?
I think you're more than capable of the 46 or the 6. Go for whatever.
Okay, Brian.
You're obviously a very good quizzer, Joyce. We want you back. We need you back. As I say, we complement each other. Go for the 6, ideally.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. All right, let's face the table. Minus 4, 6, 46. A lot of money, that,
it
Joyce.
Is. I would never take a minus offer.
No.
I was very lucky with my cash builder questions. I might not be so lucky with these questions, so I'm going to stick at the 6,000.
OK, sticking at the 6 is good, Chaser?
Yes, probably the sensible thing to do.
Absolutely.
And don't worry about getting questions like Warren G wrong, cos Brian's got those covered.
Joyce, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which US government agency was created by the National Security Act of 1947? A, the FBI, B, CIA, or C, DEA? You've put CIA.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So. I haven't heard of the DEA. I think CIA is more to do with security.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. CIA's right. Chaser's put. Yeah, goes also with CIA. Comes onto the table. Very good. Here's the next question. What was the first James Bond film to win an Oscar? A, Goldfinger. B, Thunderball. C, Skyfall. You've put Skyfall.
I have seen most of the James Bond films. I think that Skyfall did win one.
That's the most recent one,
isn't
it?
That's the most recent one. I think it didn't Adele win it for the theme? I'm not sure.
Correct answer is... Bad luck. Goldfinger it is.
Never mind.
Great knowledge, but Goldfinger is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chase has put. Goes right with Goldfinger, moves to within 2 of us. We are 4 from home. Here's your next question. Which of these is a term used in the game of pinball? A, nudge, a B, wink, C, say no more. You've put nudge.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I don't think you wink in a game of pinball.
No.
Why would you say no more? So nudge, I thought.
Correct answer is. Is right, step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes also right with nudge. It remains the 2 behind, with 3 from home. Here's the next question. In an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, which scientist played cards with Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton? A, Brian Cox. B, Stephen Hawking. C, Carl Sagan. You've put Stephen Hawking.
I don't know, but I know Stephen Hawking's up for things like this, so yeah. I'm hoping that it was he who did it.
Correct answer is... Well played. Stephen Hawking is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes also with Stephen Hawking. Sticks with us two behind, number two from home. Here's your next question. The first recorded sighting of the Loch Ness Monster comes from what year? A, 565, B, 1277, or C, 1802? You've put 1802.
Seems an awful long time ago. And why would they record it in those days? They might just see it. But let's hope it's 1802.
Correct answer is... It's 565.
That's a surprise.
Staying where you are. Chaser has put. I knew it was very early. Yeah, goes right, 565. Moves to within one with two from home. Here's your question. In Pride and Prejudice, who says of Elizabeth, she is tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt me? A, Mr. Bingley. B, Mr. Darcy. C, Mr. Wickham. You've put Mr. Darcy.
I hope so.
It's got to be Joyce, isn't it?
Yes, I he's the only one that I really think might have said that.
Correct answer is... Yeah, Mr. Darcy's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Mr. Darcy. One from home. Chase is one behind. Played hard to get, Mr. Darcy?
It was more that he had absolutely no manners and no social skills. And he just sort of didn't really think much of her when he first saw her.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Good luck. The word curfew is derived from a French phrase meaning to cover the what? A, face. B, fire. C, fence. You've put fire.
That's one I think I did know.
Really?
I think so. Yes. Fur. Fire. Curfew. Cover the fur. Fire.
F-E-F-E-W in French is fire?
No, F-E-U.
Fur?
Fur. Cover the fur.
Egg and chips.
Sausages.
That's all you need. You've put fire to go through with £6,000. Correct answer is... Oh, brilliant. Well played, Joyce. Very good. Excellent. Me and my gal.
Thank you.
Very good, huh?
Yep, did very well. Hung in there.
Joyce, well played you.
Thank you,
excellent
Brad.
Stuff. No, my pleasure. Please join Brian and Anna in the final chase and 20 grand. Very good. Well, Chaser?
So I think I've got a game on my hands here. I mean, Brian obviously is an expert player and he's got these two to back him up and cover a lot of bases.
Excellent stuff. Cross-gender and cross-generational. Good team. So Joyce, Anna and Brian have made it through to the final chase. Total prize fund is 20 grand. That is £6,666 each. Not bad, huh? We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Joyce, Anna and Brian have made it through to the final chase. There is £20,000 in the prize fund. That, of course, is £6,666 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
Set B.
Set B. That means, of course, the governess gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final chase. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. That's a big advantage. Make that pay. Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Your time starts... Now, what part of a bicycle might suffer a puncture?
Brian.
Tire.
Correct. Kurt von Trapp's a character in what musical?
Joyce. Sound of Music.
Correct. In 1841, which future king was born at Buckingham Palace?
Edward VII.
Brian.
Correct. Canada's Northwest Territories is a coastline on what ocean?
Brian.
Arctic Ocean.
Correct. Which media mogul created the game show Red or Black?
Piers Morgan.
Simon Cowell. Strawberry plants belong to what family of flowers?
Brian. Pass.
Rose. Hans is a prince in what 2013 Disney animation?
Brian.
Frozen. The last Holy Roman Emperor was a member of what dynasty?
Pass. Brian.
Habsburg. What part of a door gives its name to a type of surgery?
Brian. Pass.
Keyhole. His Way was a biography of which entertainer?
Joyce.
Frank Sinatra.
Correct. Which US golfer won his fourth Masters title in 1964?
Brian.
Peter Ina.
Arnold Palmer. Who are the Julian Alps named after?
Brian. Julian.
Julius Caesar. What's 1% of 1 million?
1,000.
10,000. What Cumbrian nuclear power station was once called Windscale?
Sellafield.
Correct. Slim for Life is a book by which nutritionist?
Brian.
Gillian McKeith. Batmania is a fanzine about what superhero?
Anna. Batman.
Correct. Crown Green Bowling usually takes place on what natural surface?
Joyce.
Grass.
Correct. As Long As You Love Me was a 90s hit for what boy band?
Backstreet Boys.
Correct. Which French emperor was the son of a Corsican lawyer?
Napoleon I.
Correct. What colour is given to the neutral corners in a boxing ring?
Brian.
Blue.
White. A common saying is the cat has got your what?
Brian.
Tongue.
Correct. The Kent port of Folkestone is on the Strait of what?
Joyce.
Dover.
Correct. A Desdemona is a moon of what planet?
Brian.
Saturn.
Uranus. In what sport is the Golden Bagel an annual award?
Brian.
American football.
Tennis. F. Scott Fitzgerald was born at the end of what century?
Brian.
19th.
Correct. The Sunday Post is a newspaper of what country of the UK?
Brian.
Northern Ireland.
Scotland. A PR... No time to get there for you. OK, 16 steps. Happy with that?
Not bad.
Think we'll need some pushbacks, if you don't mind me saying. All right. Definitely. Time to bring back the chaser. Shame that. I thought we passed on about 6 or 7 in the first third of that.
It's still a good target.
Yeah.
It's always a good target, and you never know what's going to happen.
Banana skin territory.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. Which month is known as Julio in Spanish?
July.
Correct. Which of the armed forces has a college in Dartmouth?
The Navy.
Correct. Charlie Sheen's the brother of which Brat Pack actor?
Emilio Estevez.
Correct. What Japanese car company makes the Pulsar model?
Nissan?
Correct. What salad leaf shares its name with a type of firework?
Rocket.
Correct. Which US president made the first phone call to the moon?
Nixon.
Correct. What musical instrument is a Fender Jazzmaster?
It's a guitar. Electric.
Correct. Tonkin's a historic region in what Asian country?
Vietnam.
Correct. Ray Romano played the title character in what American sitcom?
Everybody Loves Ray.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Team?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right,
what do you think?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Indeed. Everybody Loves Raymond, not Everybody Loves Ray. We push the chaser back. 9 now required. 1 minute and 24 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. What's the only prime number between 60 and 65?
61.
Correct. Gold Rush is a yellow variety of what fruit?
Apple.
Correct. Which French-speaking city is Switzerland's second largest?
Geneva.
Correct. Fearless was a hit album for which American pop star?
Can't remember.
Stop the clock.
Right, what do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Rihanna.
Rihanna, Madonna? Rihanna.
I don't think it was Madonna. Rihanna? Go Rihanna, but I don't know.
We'll go for Rihanna.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Taylor Swift. A 6 to catch, 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining. Chase at your time. Starts again now. The word osmic refers to which of the 5 senses?
Smell.
Correct. Who's the 3rd Roman emperor after Augustus and Tiberius?
Caligula.
Correct. Malvern Cottage and Cream are types of what food?
Cheese.
Correct. Western Supermare is a resort on what channel?
The Bristol Channel.
Correct. A penicillin became ready to use as a drug in what decade?
The 1940s.
Correct. In the Disney film Robin Hood, what animal is King Richard?
A lion.
Correct. Okay, wow, what a performance. Caught with 38 seconds remaining, 2 opportunities to push back, 1 executed. Brilliant playing alongside you. However, I have to take away the £20,000 and tell you that Joyce, Anna and Brian, you have finally been caught. And for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
Yes, I did think at the start that they might be going to get about 20.
Mm.
So 16, probably not really good enough.
No, no. So the team go home empty-handed, having been caught with 38 seconds remaining. Could you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.